Hello, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Paul Andrigo here, realestatepodcastshow.com. Today's segment is the top 10 solds of February 2024 via realestatewealthreport.com. So this is where I go into very specific details on every report, helping each one of you understand what's been going on in the Toronto GTA area. And by doing the top 10 sold report, I'm going to be bringing you into what are the top 10 properties that have sold in this area this month. So what that does give you is, if you are looking on the map, or if you need a copy of the map, let me know if you're just listening. If you are living anywhere near these areas, and I'm going to tell you exactly where they are, so that if you're living anywhere near the Oakville area, the Burlington area, the Mississauga area, or certain areas of Toronto, you might be in one of these very high demand areas. And it's important for you to understand that whether you've got a $1 million home or a $5 million home, you cannot take any sort of a lesser approach when you're hiring someone to market your property. You definitely want to make sure that you are one of the many that's been featured on my program over the years. I'm very proud to say that for the realestatewealthreport.com program, there has been just over $1 billion in home values done via these reports. So the fact is that if your property is worth, you know, everything to you, which obviously for many of you, your property is everything that you have, you do not want to take a chance on just thinking about what one person thinks it's worth. Do yourself a favor, make sure that you get a very good second opinion. And I'm fine if it's a second or third opinion. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't offend me if I'm not the first one chosen. The fact is, you should be making sure, whether you've got, again, a $1 million home in Toronto or a $5 million property in Oakville, you want to make sure that the person you hire is not just someone that you know, but is someone that has the ability to offer you something that no one else can. And that is being featured on the number one ranked real estate podcast show on Google, on Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, and many other places. And I'm not saying this to gloat. I'm not saying this because I need anybody to know that all the time. But I need you as a homeowner to understand that having your story featured here is something that is equivalent to having, and I always tell people to imagine having your property featured on 1,000 billboards on 1,000 highways. That's what this does. It allows you to be in front of millions of podcast listeners across the world because your property and its address and everything else is featured on this show as I tell the story of your homes. So as I do that, and as I'm doing this today, I want to make sure that I'm giving you a very good and quick rundown. And this is going to be under 5 minutes, so it's going to be very, very quick. The properties that were on the top 10 list this month across Toronto GTA ranged everywhere from the 5 million mark right up to the 7 million mark. So these are not small properties by any means. These are very large estate type properties. But the important part for you to know is that all of the things that someone will get when they're listing their $3, $4, $5 million home, you should have the same exact effort put into your property, just perhaps scaled down to the fact that it might be a smaller home, a $1 or $2 million home, which is by no means small. But the fact is, you need to make sure that you are in that position. So if you're in Mississauga, if you're in Vaughan, if you're in the Rosedale area of Toronto, if you're in Mississauga, or if you're in Oakville or Burlington, these are all places that I regularly handle the top listings in, and I want to make sure that you get every advantage that these people do. So make sure to sign up today, realestatewealthreport.com, and get your report today. Thanks for tuning in.